Stand for, oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the global bucket. Here comes Giggins. Here comes Giggins.
Giggins making the play around Sweden. Jesse
yes.
Giggins
yes.
to the line.
Yes.
And it
yes.
is Jesse Giggins.
Goal.
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history.
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show, here on The Roar.
Clemson baseball 6-4 win over Santa Clara, win 3 out of 4 on their West Coast trip. Michigan takes down UConn, national champion in college basketball. Braves lose on the West Coast trip as well to the Angels, and North Carolina has their man as their head coach on the hardwood. A busy Tuesday show, so let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, April the 7th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Eric, Milt Louder, I should say. Dr. Louder joins us at 7:25 this morning. We'll get our a moment with Milt with our sports and performance psychologist, 7:25. 7:45, Eric Backich is going to join us at 4:45 in the morning. His time is they wake up and fly back to the East Coast. Tigers coming off of a good weekend, including a big win last night. Team, we'll about that in a minute. 7:45, Eric Backich, and then 8:05, talking spring football at South Carolina with Tony Morrell from the BigSpur.com. Going to get into the college baseball from last night with Clemson's win, the college basketball, obviously, from Michigan's national championship, Braves, and in the late night stuff, in case you didn't get to stay up and see it. North Carolina and their new coach. The Masters and day two of the Masters prep down in Augusta, and a way too early top 25 in college basketball. Busy one, and a rare women's basketball note on the show as well. A busy one, but the guy that, as I come to you live for the final time this week from outside of the studio down in my in-laws, as we're going to head to the zoo today. Yesterday was a fishing day and a park day. With the kids and all that. So really, really looking forward to that Riverbank Zoo experience today. But the guy that will guide us back in the homestead, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good.
I like it, man. I like it. How was your Monday?
It was a very Monday. Nothing great, nothing terrible. So it's, like I always say, that's all you can ask for on a Monday.
Yeah, I like boring. I don't get boring too often anymore, but I like boring. And sound like it might have been a boring thing for you. Had anything but that. So got off here when we signed off yesterday, and both kids are waiting. And my wife and mother-in-law went out, so I had both kids with my father-in-law for a little bit and then me for a little bit. But then lunchtime did the park and playground and all that with the local park. For a couple of hour and a half maybe, a quick lunch, and then Drake and I went back to my sister's house to fish, and this time 3.5 hours. This time, you know how you get fishing stories. Well, the good news is he caught maybe 5 or 6. He caught a brim that's maybe I'm gonna guess a pound maybe, and was able to bring it home, and we filleted it last night. So maybe fry that thing up for him tonight. That'd be the first one he's harvested from a fishing standpoint, which is great. With that said, the big news fishing yesterday, besides going out for 3.5 hours, it's me and him, and it went a real break. You know, inevitably fishing, something's going to break through all that. Will, and I know this, because I fished a bunch as a kid and didn't like it. Now I love it because I'm fishing with my kid. But you know how fishermen always tell the story of the one that got away? Maybe 20 minutes into this fishing trip. Again, we're bank fishing, all right? And working these little worms, these little colored little lures, little worms out there, right? Well, maybe 15 minutes into it, my son hooks this bass. And I'm telling you, man, this thing's running with it, and the drag's getting out. And, you know what I'm saying, we got to be patient with it and get him up in here. And it's a pretty shallow pond. Well, I don't help him, man, and this thing's a monster. And to get him up, and you know, everybody's talking about how big the thing was. And I don't really know because, I did get a sight on him as he got him pretty close to the bank. He came up out of the water where he ended up breaking the line, 6-pound test line. That thing was – it was a fighter. It was a big one. I'm not going to try to over-exaggerate. It was at least 5 or 6 pounds. And but we didn't get him in. Couldn't get him in there. But anyway, we'll go back. And maybe try to catch that whale one day down the road. But a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun with that last night. And then played around here, around the house, and they rode little mini bikes and ran around the house a little bit. And then an early bed last night. So not too bad. With that said, segment two. What are we going to do?
Well, I'm interested. You said a rare women's basketball note. You really want to, we can talk about the big news in basketball, which is Angel Reese getting traded to the Atlanta Dream. Or we could, talk about something else like the big news with UNC Athletics, kind of a questionable decision in terms of Michael Malone being brought in.
Yes, let's do that one too. I'll go ahead and tell you now, my women's basketball, did you see the news out of University of Tennessee yesterday, women's basketball program?
Zero players on roster.
Yes. Yeah. They don't have a basketball player. They have one for next year, who's a high school signee. They've got the portal opens today, I think, in women's basketball. No, it opens in men's today. I think women's too. They've got to go get an entire new roster, not a starting five, not a new point guard or a new post player. They got to go get 12 players today, starting today. Like a whole new roster with an existing head coach. Like I can see, like, you know, the head coach leaving, getting fired, and everybody moves out, whatever. I don't know if I've ever seen that in any sport ever. They got to get an entire new roster. I've seen them close, but every minute played next year, every point made next year, every shot made and missed next year will be by a player that didn't play at Tennessee last year.
It's gonna be
seen that before.
Quite an experiment, kind of like Iowa State football.
Yes, yeah, but at least they've got,
a couple
of players that played.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine being a Tennessee women's basketball fan and showing up for the first game next year? It'll be your first time laying eyes on every single player.
That's the state of a lot of athletics.
You know what it is? It's like they have an expansion team, you know? So like Tennessee's going to join the SEC in women's basketball and have an expansion team next year. Or the first year of a program. You know, like when women's lacrosse or women's soccer or something came to Clemson, it's like, okay, your first game, all new players. Well, yeah, because it's your first season, not 100 years in or 50 years into the thing. Kind of crazy. Can't wait to talk about the North Carolina hire, though. Very, very interesting hire. Hey, some late-night stuff for you. So in case you did not stay up and see it last night, Tigers got off to a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning. They added a run in the top of the fourth inning. However, bad news, Eston Simpson ran into a bad inning and a bad outing as he was a third pitcher for the Tigers. And he gets a 3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Tigers trailing 3-2, going to the top of the eighth inning. And it was Jason Foltz, the freshman third baseman, got his second hit of the night, this time a 3-run home run to put the Tigers up 6-3. They end up going on to win 6-4 a great home run for Fultz. His first home run in college. Couldn't have come at a better time. We'll ask Eric Backus about this a little bit later on. But a great deal there. Tigers win 6-4. They improved to 22-12. Clemson with a couple of hits from Lichtenberger, a couple of hits from Fultz. Fultz with three RBIs and a run scored, obviously. Lichtenberger with a couple of run scores. Clemson only had 8 hits last night and 4 walks for the Tigers. RBIs from Clavin at the top of the lineup, from Jacob Gerald, from Jackson Moore, who got another run and an RBI last night. The designated hitter, freshman outfielder, designated hitter. For the Tigers, we saw the most we've seen from Dane Moeller yet. He went 2 innings to start things out and retired all 6 batters that he faced. So Dane Moeller coming along, good to see that. And 2 strikeouts and no walks with no hits. Talon Bell pitched much better last night. 3 innings, only 1 hit and 1 walk, struck out 3 with no runs. After Simpson's bad outing, it was Vesey getting an out after walking some guys, but getting an out. Joe Allen gets the win, an inning and a third, hitless and scoreless, 1 walk and 1 K. And then Justin LeGurnett came in the final 2 innings to shut things down for the Tigers' 6-4 victory, his 3rd save of the year. Allen now 3-0. Clemson with a great win last night, winning 3 of 4 on this road trip. Speaking of road trip, Braves lose 6-2 last night as the Angels and Soriano pitched outstanding. He pitched 8 innings, 3 hits, just 1 run. He struck out 10 last night. Chris Sale takes his first loss. He only lasted 4 innings, giving up 6 earned runs. Braves got down in the 5th and 6th innings and couldn't come back. Atlanta last night was just 5 hits. And it's not a good start for Ronald Acuña Jr. 175 is what he's hitting right now. But the Braves fall to 6-5 after losing to the Angels last night. Rest of Major League Baseball, it was the Rays 6-4 over the Cubs. Royals double up Guardians 4-2. Reds shut out the Marlins 2-0. Padres shut out the Pirates 5-0. The Brew Crew beat the Red Sox 8-6. The Boston Red Sox are 2-8 in their first 10, and all new players struggling for Boston at this point. Nats beat the Cardinals 9-6 in a rematch of the World Series. The Dodgers swatted the Blue Jays 14-2. Orioles double up White Sox 4-1. Twins down the Tigers 7-3. It was Rangers 2-1 over the Mariners. Rockies got a 9-7 win at home against the Astros. Again, the Braves lost 6-2 to the Angels, and the Phillies went to San Francisco and won 6-4. Michigan wins the national championship in basketball last night, 69-63. This was a close game throughout. Michigan really struggled from three. Matter of fact, if you'd have told Michigan fans last night that they go, well, 2 of 15 from three, then I'm not sure you'd think they'd win the basketball game. Now, and normally an offense averages 90 points a game, only had 69 last night. But defense was there, athleticism was there, the points inside the paint. In the first half, every field goal they made was in the paint. I think I saw that stat right. And Michigan gets a 69-63 win over UConn. UConn falls to 34-6 and finishes a runner-up, obviously. Michigan 37-3 and wins the national championship. Dusty May, get this, Will. Dusty May won this despite this team winning just 8 games 3 years ago. That is how fast it can be turned around. Now, what they did, they hit the portal, obviously, and they hit home runs in the portal up and down. But you give them some credit here because every one of those portal additions were better as a Michigan player than they were, wherever they were. So they got the most out of all those guys. But Dusty May came in, and now I think you've got to consider him. Well, is this fair? I mean, he's got to be among the best coaches in the country. And they won 8 games a year before he got there. Last year, he makes a Sweet 16 by going 27-10. This year wins the national championship at 37-3. In 2 years at Michigan, he's 64-13 with a Big Ten title, a Sweet 16 appearance, and a national championship after taking over a team that won just 8 games the previous year. This has to be considered one of the top 5 coaches in the country, if not one of the top 2 or 3 coaches in the country now.
I can't argue with that. Longevity means a lot more in college basketball, to me at least. But, I mean, no matter how you look at it, it's very impressive.
No doubt. And as well, and what he did at Florida Atlantic, man, I mean, going to the Final Four, Florida Atlantic coming really coming within a couple of seconds of our second of going to the national championship game at Florida Atlantic. I mean, just amazing stuff there. With that said, ESPN has their way too early top 25. I'll tell you that a little bit later on. I'm going to tell you that Michigan is number one in that one for next year. But goodness gracious knows they'll lose, just lose an awful lot of players there. And then finally, North Carolina, we're going to talk about that in segment two, hiring Michael Malone. And the Masters first round yesterday. If you're going to the Masters today, you have an absolutely stunning day today. 75 degrees. Partly cloudy, 75 with winds at 10 to 15. It is a Chamber of Commerce day in Augusta today. You're absolutely going to love that event and love that practice round today. I want to hear about your stories. Did you go yesterday? My sister and niece went yesterday, and on the way home they gave me the rundown of what they saw and what it was like and fighting the massive crowds at Augusta. And I think she's right to say this. Every time you go, there's more and more and more people there. But the Augusta National is obviously one of the hottest, if not the hottest ticket in sports right now. And a great day yesterday, but an even better weather day today. And the weather looks good all week. So let me know if you're going, if you've been, if you've never been. We'll get on Adams Grove and text line and talk about that a little bit. Before we take our first break, I want to remind you that today is April the 7th. We are 8 days away from national or the federal tax day and the last day to file your federal taxes and your state taxes. Do it. Let the Patterson Tax Service do it for you. I'm just going to tell you, it's winding down. Drop them off. Get them done. Don't wait. And a lot of you might now might have considered, hey, I've got to get this tax thing done. I was talking to my my cousin's husband yesterday. He was finishing their stuff up. I said, man, you're running any issues. Patterson Tax Service, take care of it. You got to do this. Do this high. Take care of the Patterson Tax Service. Let them do it for you. 864-859-8289, the very best in business. No one does more taxes. Why? Because their customers, their clients keep coming back every single year. Short break, segment two with Will Clinton when you return right after this.
At PhD Weight Loss, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team, they treat unwanted weight as a symptom and not the main problem. And that's different from a lot of other things you might try. I saw that when I went to PhD. I was just looking at numbers on a scale. And listen, the numbers matter, but it's not the whole ball of wax because you don't have a weight problem. You have a body that's in survival mode. So the medications and the fad diets, the apps, even the GLP-1 drugs that are useful and helpful for a lot of people, they're not really addressing the important things like metabolism and hormones and stress response. And when you address those, that's when you get the lasting health and the lasting weight loss. They're not just helping you lose weight. They're helping you increase health span and extend longevity. Right now, call PhD Weight Loss. Mention Qualk. You'll get 2 weeks free in the program, and they're going to pay for your food. That's a $1,500 value completely free, which is just crazy. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qualk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
With Bojangles' 8-piece family meal, you can treat your family to a delicious dinner that's easier on the wallet. 8 pieces of hand-breaded chicken, a range of fixins, scratch-made biscuits, and tea. It's Bo time.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to AndersonCountySC.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP, and just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Does your AC run nonstop, yet your home never feels comfortable? If rooms are too hot or too cold and your attic feels like an oven, the problem may be above your ceiling. At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we help homeowners take control with blown-in insulation and solar attic fans. Blown-in insulation fills gaps, while solar attic fans push heat out and ease strain on your HVAC system. You may qualify for up to a $1,050 Duke Energy rebate. Call Koala Insulation today at 864-867-1779.
The strongest connections are made right here at home. Since 2020, Upcountry Fiber has been a neighbor you can count on, with the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate and a local team ready to assist when you need us. Switch today for smoother streaming, seamless remote work, and as a thank you for joining us, enjoy a complimentary speed increase for 12 months. Visit upcountryfiber.com/year-of-internet to learn more. Terms and conditions apply.
As a wife and mother, it's important to me what our family eats and consumes. I'm Ashley Moore, and along with my husband, Platt, we started AMPM Farms Butchery and Market to offer the best farm-to-table foods that we could make available for our family and yours. We raise grass-fed, vaccine- and hormone-free animals that supply our three store locations in Greenville, Traveler's Rest, and Fountain Inn. We also work with local businesses who provide everything from dairy to produce and more. Visit us in person or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Conference pride is great until kickoff. We are The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I'm thinking about John and Double Dog Video, and I'm thinking, like, what his day is like. I mean, just think, he works with some of the most unique companies, unique churches and businesses and nonprofits and individuals. And you think about what Double Dog Video does. And oh, by the way, you can go to their website, doubledogvideo.com, to see what they do and how they do it. But it's got to be cool that all these different stories that he's telling. He's basically an author, that he's just telling stories and doing an incredible job of that. Check him out. Take the Double Dog Challenge, doubledogvideos.com, and make sure that you get the best video for your company. Tell your story. Double Dog, the video, the Double Dog Dare is, if you don't like it, you don't pay for it. No one's ever taken advantage of that. We love them. Double Dog Video. Check those good folks out. Segment two with Mr. Will Clanton.
One thing about the UNC hire, Michael Malone, that still confuses me is why he got fired from his previous coaching position of the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. Huge news. I don't think anyone saw this coming. I definitely didn't. I didn't even hear any rumors of Michael Malone being on UNC's radar. Championship winning, NBA championship, albeit head coach, but seems to be kind of like a guy that just didn't have a lot of options in the professional realm. Very similar to Bill Belichick.
Yeah, but Belichick won multiple Super Bowls. This guy won one NBA championship. And besides that, what did he do? He won the Northwest Division a couple times at Denver. He went to the conference semifinal. Went to the conference finals once. But really, what did he do? This is weird, all right? I mean, let's face it. This is a never really – he coached at Manhattan as an assistant coach, Providence and Oakland as an assistant coach. But this guy's been in the NBA for 25 years and, has been a head coach for, a long time there. But, I mean, A, does that move the needle with anybody? I mean, let's consider this. You went from Billy Donovan to Ben McCollum to Grant McCaslin to, Dusty May. you know, to Lloyd at Arizona, to Oates, to T.J. Altsenberger, to Brad Stevens. I mean, you're, if you're thinking NBA, you're thinking Brad Stevens and Billy Donovan.
People who had massive success in college before NBA, yeah.
Right. Both of them were major Final Four type coaches and won one national championship in college. And so then you set your sights. Okay, we're not going to get – okay. Well, let's get Tommy Lloyd, no. Let's get Dusty May, no. You know, let's go get T.J. Altsenberger, no. I mean, all these guys end up signing deals. But it's amazing, like, how far down – he wasn't even on any boards or anybody's – list at all. It came from left field. Now, he did win an NBA title, and I don't know enough. Maybe our callers can tell us. Does that hold enough juice? I mean, if I'm an North Carolina fan, I'm like, wait a minute, man. We went from Brad Stevens to Billy Donovan to Lloyd to May to Michael Malone? I don't know, man.
Of programs, I think that might have moved the needle, but it's just questionable at best.
Let me ask you this. Let me tell you this, because you know he was not coaching this year. He got fired last year.
Correct.
He was not a head coach at least anywhere. Where was he? Yeah, he hadn't coached. He's not coaching.
He was fired during the 2024-2025 season, four games before the playoffs,
right,
and 3 months after he became the winningest coach in Denver Nuggets history, two years removed from an NBA championship.
Yeah, won a championship in 23, and his team made the playoffs every year. Every year since 2019, they missed him in the first few years there. He was at Sacramento. And Sacramento went 28-54 and 11-13. He got fired there. So he's fired from his only two jobs that he ever had in the NBA. And I don't know, man. It just doesn't move the needle. When I heard it, I was like, what? Like, I knew he was a Nuggets guy. I didn't know where else he'd been in his days. Jed makes a statement on our Adams Cover text line that his daughters were volleyball players at North Carolina, and he spent a bunch of time on campus this past season. So that means he's qualified for the job now? Like, I don't – if I'm North Carolina, I'm very underwhelmed by this hire, and it is an off-the-wall hire. And you can say like a Belichick hire, but Belichick won how many, five, six, seven, eight, nine – well, how many Super Bowls? And everybody knows who Bill Belichick is. I imagine there's several North Carolina fans that woke up this morning or yesterday afternoon and said, I've never heard of this guy in my life.
Yeah.
And now he's the head basketball coach in Chapel Hill.
To reach a coach equivalent to Bill Belichick, I mean,
you know, Phil Jackson or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Red Auerbach or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure we'll get to Zeke and maybe Tar Heel Chad to call in a little bit about it. But I hadn't seen the reaction online or anything. I was too busy doing stuff yesterday. But it just seems to be fairly underwhelming. And you know, like you said, I think you made a good point. Had it been at certain places,
NC State,
certain program, yeah, you go, hey man, that's an interesting hire, an interesting
great job
hire. But at North Carolina, you know, hey, they went outside the family, unless it's the volleyball family.
Yeah.
Man, this feels weird.
Having his daughter on the volleyball team, that almost seems like he was the one that reached out to them saying, like, hey,
I'm sure.
I could be your next basketball coach.
I'm sure. And that works at a lot of places, but North Carolina, maybe I'm putting North Carolina too high of a pedestal. Maybe.
I don't think so, and I could be wrong. I view North Carolina and their basketball program a lot differently than a lot of people in the upstate, especially Clemson fans. I have a high regard for North Carolina basketball. It's legendary in the players that have come through there, and really just every single coach that you've seen, except for maybe Hubert Davis and now Michael Malone, held a lot of regard. Yeah. I mean, they're legendary. So It is questionable. I did see one joke, and I did not know that Michael Malone's daughter was on the volleyball team there. The joke that I saw last night as soon as this news broke makes a lot more sense. It was, if a volleyball player, women's volleyball player, was the catalyst in the UNC coaching hire, I would have thought it was Todd Golden being hired. I will not explain anymore.
Oh, I see what you did there.
I didn't.
I see what you did.
I'm just repeating the joke.
Yeah, I see what you did there. I will give you coaching grades a little bit later on and tell you what. Now, let me be clear about this, too. You don't have to win the press conference. Matter of fact, there's a lot of press conferences that have been won that turned out to be just a terrible, terrible hire. And maybe this guy, you know, maybe it's the NBA anyway now, and maybe the model of it, and maybe what he brings to the game. Maybe he is just an unbelievable basketball coach at the college level. But how do you know? I mean, he will run a practice next. When they start, man, maybe August or September, he'll run a practice next year. It'll be the first time in college he's ever run a practice at North Carolina. I don't know, man. And it's not like it's, you know, Roy Williams or Hubert Davis or you know, Bill Guthridge or something coming from inside the program. It's been around and all that. Now, you went outside the program. This is who you got. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see what it looks like, the optics of it. I don't know, man. It's just going to be very, very weird. I'm interested to see what Tar Heel fans have to say about it. I'll do some message board stuff today.
Yeah. Some of the speculation, again, nothing was confirmed as to why the Nuggets fired him. Obviously, in the NBA, you fire a coach for no reason all the time. It's much less of a deal than it is in college athletics. But he did make some remarks maybe like the day or 2 days before he was fired. And it was a complaint that the players on his team wouldn't watch film. And it wasn't the players thought it was up to the coaches to watch film for them and complain about the players a lot. From a college standpoint, you know, 10 years ago, being a coach that, you know, made you sit down and watch film and held you accountable, that had a lot of weight. But it's, you know, I feel like we're very, very far away from that. I feel like an NBA approach is now what you take with college players, because again, they can just leave if they feel like you have offended them or, you know, talk down to them.
It's going to be interesting to see. The last time he recruited somebody was 2001, and you could say, well, he recruited free agents in the NBA. Maybe you might be able to say that. And use that. Last time he's gone into somebody's home and talked to moms and dads, maybe, was 2001. Texture makes a good point. Would you rather have a High Points coach or North Carolina's coach now? I'm like, I don't know. Flynn Clayman at High Points seems like he's got a dynamic personality and 31-5, and he's won some college basketball game. Is it too much to say that maybe High Point has a better basketball coach than North Carolina? You know, and then how about head-to-head? I mean, what's John Shire saying this morning? And maybe the NBA model is going to work, and we might come back in a few years and go, boy, we didn't see that one working out that way.
No.
But on paper, it's underwhelming. Again, I don't for North Carolina fans, I don't think it's doom and gloom. Obviously, Bubba Cunningham and the new AD, the new guy coming in, they identified something. And there was something in there that was impressive about him and the plan that he put in place. But I'm just saying this as an excitement level. And I'm sure he'll grow on them, and they'll put him out of the Rams clubs, and he'll go and make some speeches, and he might wow them over and raise a bunch of money maybe. I don't know. But at this point in time, remember this, when you'd say, hey, before you fire somebody, you better have your guy. I mean, I think it's very fair to ask now, would you rather have Hubert Davis or Michael Malone? Whereas before, it's an over. If you get Brad Stevens, then yeah, you'd rather have Brad Stevens. If you get Billy Donovan, yeah. If you get Dusty May, or Tommy Lloyd. I mean, those are, yeah, you'd much rather have that than Hubert Davis. You end up with Michael Ballone, and I think it's a fair question to ask.
Have you heard what the rumored salary is for Malone?
I've not.
So the this is not confirmed, but reports are suggesting right around $8 million a year.
I would have guessed about $8.50. I mean, because you say, hey, man, we're going to get the coach cheap because we're going to get a bunch of players or whatever, but, man, that makes.
Well,
what do you make as a Denver head coach? What was the salary at Denver?
And here's, again, very confusing because his last year as Denver's head coach, he was making $12 million a year. Hmm. Now, you know, this is not as much money, $8 million, rumored $8 million a year, which would make him the third highest paid coach in college basketball behind Bill Self and John Calipari.
All right. I got one for you. I mean, that's crazy. This past year, let me look this up. This past year in the NBA. All right, bear with me here. I'm going to tell you who had openings. Oh, man, I got to do it another way. Nobody hired him in the NBA. Despite the fact that he'd had, 12, 15 years of experience as a head coach in the league. Let me give you that number right, by the way. I don't want to mislead on that number. He'd been a head coach in the league since 2013. And so that's, 13 years of it being a head coach in the league, 12 years being a head coach in the league. When he was fired at Sacramento, he was immediately hired at Denver. And so the NBA said, hey, man, we think this guy's good enough. When he was fired by Denver last year, nobody hired him. Now, you could say, well, maybe he wanted to take a year off, maybe. But nobody hired him. All the teams that had openings, and I'll check who those were, all the teams had openings, and nobody hired him. Is that a warning sign for you?
Well, again, it's a very similar situation, and I know we're not going to compare their careers, but very similar to Bill Belichick. He interviewed for a lot of NFL head coaching jobs. Nobody hired him.
The Grizzlies had an opening. They didn't hire him. The Pelicans had an opening. They didn't hire him. The Suns had an opening. They didn't hire him. The Trailblazers had an opening. They didn't hire him. The Spurs had an opening. They didn't hire him. Again, a lot of these guys might have been, you know, job set up before, but I mean the point is that nobody in the NBA hired him. He wasn't an assistant coach. He didn't, you know, again, maybe he just wanted to watch his daughters play volleyball, maybe. I don't know, buddy. There's a lot in there, a lot to unpack in there. Interesting segment too. Let's take a break. We'll come back. For the first time, we'll open up phone lines. I have two open phone line segments. I'd love to hear from you. Tiger Diagnostic phone line, 654 Roar. Adams and Co. Roofing Text Line, already got them rolling in this morning, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Talking Clemson baseball, national championship in basketball, North Carolina's new coach, Masters, Braves trip out to the West Coast. A lot to do when you come back for more right after this.
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor, family-owned and operated for over 40 years. Now through April 30th, save on John Deere compact tractors with 0% financing for 84 months or up to $3,000 cash savings. All John Deere Gator XUVs have 1.9% for 36 months or 2.9% for 48 months. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
The show is here. Baseball season is back. Whether you're going to the Dug to see our Tigers play or heading to Atlanta to see the Braves, let us help you get there on a new set of Yokohama Ascend LX tires from Pendleton Tire Company.
Let's play ball on a new set of Yokohama tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Get going this spring with help from Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire Company, PendletonTireCompany.com or 864-646-3694.
Overwhelmed by Medicare? Alone? Maybe a bit scared? Don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
When you're injured on the job, suddenly the company you've been loyal to feels like a stranger. Navigating workers' compensation isn't just about filing a claim, it's about fighting for your livelihood. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we specialize in representing workers who have been sidelined by injury. We know the tactics insurance companies use to delay your benefits or deny your medical treatment. Don't let a workplace accident jeopardize your family's future. Get the medical care and compensation you've earned. Call us today for a free consultation at 864-343-2222. You work for them, now we work for you.
Get ready, Wahala. The Band of Heathens is coming to the Wahala Performing Arts Center on April 11th. Straight out of Texas, the Band of Heathens delivers powerhouse Americana and roots rock, blending gritty guitars, rich harmonies, and songs that feel both timeless and real. It's an intimate night of Southern sound, storytelling, and raw energy live on the Wahala stage on April 11th. Get your tickets now at WahalaPack.com. That's WahalaPAC.com.
At Tiger Moving Company, we know your move is more than boxes. It's about trust. As your Greenville neighbors, we treat every move with care and respect. Our trained team handles your belongings as if they were their own, making sure each item arrives safely. Recognized with multiple awards, we are Greenville's top choice for reliable moving services. Visit our website, tigermovinggreenville.com, or call 990-890-28 today to experience the Tiger difference. Tiger Moving Company, where your move is our mission.
Eric Backage and the boys are back at Doug Kingsmore Stadium for the first time in 2 weeks as the North Carolina Tar Heels come to town. We'll have our first pitch on Friday at 6, a 2 p.m. start on Saturday, and then a 12 noon opener on Sunday afternoon. Pre-game coverage starts 30 minutes before every game live on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Spring is in the air, and Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi have the bases covered with reliable, dependable, and affordable Takeuchi equipment. With convenient locations in the Carolinas and Georgia, Bennett's professional staff is always ready to help you knock your projects out of the park. Don't strike out with other brands that overpromise and underdeliver. Swing for the fences and find us on the web at BennettEquipment.com. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Sports talk you can't ignore. We are The Roar.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Great friends at Greer Flooring Center. I get a chance to sit down and meet with them on Thursday this week. Can't wait to learn more about what's going on with them, more about that great customer service and those exit interviews and how they their Google reviews are knocking it out of the park. Can't wait to visit them, learning more about installation teams and all the products and all the new technology and all the great things going on at both locations. In Greer, they've been doing it for 35, 36 years now. And easily it's been about 3 or 4 years, or 3 years, I would say. They're doing an awesome job. They'd love to get with you, love to meet with you, love to talk to you about your residential flooring, about your commercial flooring. They've got the floor visualizer, all the technology. Let them take care of you. It's our great friends, Greer Flooring Center. Go to their website or go check them out at their location in Greer or right now, right across from Toyota of Easley, right there in Easley. I want to get into this later, that the Big Ten won the football championship for the third straight year, the women's basketball national championship, and the men's basketball national championship. The Big Ten is now the dominant conference across college athletics, replacing the SEC. We'll talk about that as the show goes on. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Delvin checking in on our Tiger Diagnostic phone lines early this morning. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Don't you dare say that, Mickey. SEC don't like that. You know, Greg Sakes, but now you're going to try to come up with a way to get all 18 teams to win the national championship in football next year. That's why you tell me to get 16 coming. You want to get all 16 teams so nobody else can win the national championship.
He's got his work cut out for him. I can tell you that. He's got his work cut out for him. Because the Big Ten right now is rolling. And they're the best.
Yeah, me. I'm not surprised about this. I told you this. I said Nakadana is not the big name coaching job. I told you this at the beginning. We had a little argument, but we had a little discussion about it. I told you this. You could have learned from Louisville and Kentucky last year how these Blue Blood teams are the cachet coaching how they used to be.
Yep. There's no doubt. You were 100% right on it. And one of the things we talked about yesterday was it's so much easier to retain a guy. Remember that, where we talked about how, hey, man, his wife might like it. And he knows his AD, and he knows his president. He knows his athletic director. He knows his board of trustee guys. It's hard to go get a guy. And as it turned out, that's what Brad Stevens thought, and that's what Tommy Lloyd thought, and that's what all the guys that turned to Dusty May, that's what all those guys thought.
Yeah, I want to hear from Zeke and Tyler Jack, because they would throw out those names. I want to know what happened, why they couldn't get them.
I'm with you, man.
Zeke,
I'm 100%
Zeke,
with you.
Tell your chat if you out there, man. I want to know what happened, man. Because you guys are throwing out these names out there, and none of them came to exist. I know y'all didn't have Mike Malone on your list, so.
No.
Y'all called in and tell us what happened, man. What's going on? What happened with the coaching search?
And to be honest with you, and answer the question, would you rather have Hubert Davis or Michael Malone? I mean, that's a fair question,
man. And it seemed like they didn't want to wait for Billy Dunham, because Billy Dunham said wait until after the season.
But that's isn't that next week? Did someone tell me that right? The NBA season's about to end?
Yeah, I told you it ended on the 12th.
I mean, so you couldn't wait five more days? I don't know, man. I don't know. It seemed like it's a interesting decision, Bubba Cunningham. Of course, Bubba Cunningham's out now, and they got a new AD that's coming in, and I guess that's going to be his guy. And maybe, look, it might work. You don't have to win the press conference, right? It might work.
My question is this, you said in the 103 Hines, what if Bill Dunham see Mike Malone could have been part of, possibly at Chicago, if Bill Dunham would have left. So we don't know about these draws that are going to come over at the end of the season.
Yeah, very good point.
He could have been one of them candidates for the NBA draw to come on the end of the season. You know how they do in the NFL, they do black money, they probably black West money too for NBA.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's a risk. There's no doubt about that.
It is. It's a risk. It's interesting. I keep hearing people say, "Oh, the college basketball going to the NBA model." But yes, I understand that. But like I said, this is different. You're dealing with kids, with teenagers in 20 years, or you're dealing with grown men like you was in the NBA.
Yep, you got to go in those houses, man. Like we'll say,
he came out and criticized his players. You think one of them college players they're gonna take that? No, they be wanting to transfer. Trying to criticize them.
Well, maybe it's a free agency thing rather than just recruiting now. Again, it might work out. I'm just saying, that's a hard, hard deal.
Yeah.
Hard sell right now for a North Carolina fan.
So I'm calling out. Tell you, Chad, Zeke, one of you guys, give us the explanation, man, what the hell happened with the coding search. Thanks for my call, Mickey.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Let's get to Jacob down in Greenwood on our Tiger Diagnostics phone lines. Hey, good morning, Jacob. Thanks for calling in, man. How you doing this morning?
Mickey, how you doing?
Man, I'm great. I hope you are, too.
Yes, sir. I was just listening to y'all on the way to work. I've called in a couple times as a North Carolina fan, and I've read a bunch of stuff about the coaching search. From what I understand, I think that they initially talked to Malone and then circled back around to him. His daughter plays volleyball at North Carolina. He was at a few of the practices last year. Or this past season, just kind of as a like three or four practices, I think, just spending time around them. And then I personally would have liked Donovan, but I think that you think maybe you're like stuck in the portal, you're 5 days late or whenever things are happening. But given that if you're not going to get Billy Donovan, I do like getting Mike Malone among the other candidates because for the simple fact that you save a buyout. You don't spend $10-11 million trying to buy out a Mark Byington or a McCaslin from Texas Tech or whoever you go after, and now you have $10-11 million you can throw back into the portal. That's just my.
It's a great point. That's a great point, Jacob. Very good point. Something I hadn't really thought about. It's a great point there. What do you know about him and style? Did you follow him? Are you concerned? What are your concerns?
Obviously he won the NBA championship in like 3 years ago, but that was with Jokic. And then without Jokic, he's not very good. But I read somewhere, and I don't know, I forget the source, but he's pretty good friends with Jokic. Jokic is his agent, and I think that the same guy that represents Jokic kind of has ties to some of the top international guys that would come over. So I think that's a plus. I think that in today's game where it's so transactional, he can go tell a kid, hey, I went to the NBA, or I coached in the NBA, I won an NBA championship just 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, and be able to recruit in that aspect. But I don't know how much weight that even carries in today's game, because I don't know if you saw this, but yesterday we had Dylan Mingo coming in, a five-star. He decommitted. So I really don't know. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what's the message board fodder or the buddies on the phone that you talk to or text? What's the average fan base? What's it thinking right now?
My brother-in-law and I are both really good North Carolina, big North Carolina fans, and a couple other guys I've talked to have said, and I've seen just on Twitter, if you could have got Donovan, you should have waited for Donovan. If you could have waited three more days and Billy Donovan told you yes, why not go get Billy Donovan? But on the flip side of things, my personal opinion is that Billy Donovan is 60 years old, so are you having the same conversation again in 5 years? Whereas Mike Malone's 54, and if he does knock it out of the park, and he does go work hard. I saw a thing where Danny Green played for the Cleveland Cavaliers out of getting drafted for North Carolina whenever LeBron was on the tail end there, and he said that Mike Malone was an assistant on that staff at the whole time. And on an Inside Carolina podcast, a guy named Dewey Burke, who used to play there, was one of the walk-on guys. They still have a group chat from when they won that national championship in 2009. Danny Green said that nobody's going to outwork the guy. He's got a New York edge to him. He's a New York guy, and that X's and O's wise, he was the one who ran the ship whenever LeBron was in Cleveland. So, for what it's worth, I like the hire. I think we could have got. I wish we could have got something better, but overall, I like the hire.
Good stuff, Jacob. I appreciate you checking in, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
I appreciate you checking in. Have a great day down in Greenwood. Actually, for me, up in Greenwood. I'm a little south of Greenwood right now. There's something we said. Hey, North Carolina went to New York City and got Frank McGuire many years ago. And had that great recruiting trail up there. So maybe it works. Maybe it works. Maybe you get a Denver, Colorado train there. Or, you know, the European deal. You know, maybe you can do that. You can say, I coached a couple of NBA All-Star games. You know, so when I heard they hired Malone, I thought they hired Carl Malone. No, Michael Malone, not Carl Malone, not the mailman. They got the volleyball man, not the mailman. Hey, look, I want to be clear to Jacob and to Zeke and to Tar Heel Chat. This might turn out to be the best hire. We might look back at this years ago, man, and say, boy, they were outside the box. This was a great, great hire. But on today, on the press conference day, boy, it just feels like it's so far of a stretch and a reach. And again, let me say this. I thought you made a great point, Will. If this was at NC State, then you go, oh man, that's a great hire. But this is North Carolina, and if I didn't have my sights set, you remember when Zeke called in and said, Brad Stevens, Billy Donovan, Dusty May, Tommy Lloyd, you know, even a Ben McCollum. Remember we did that show on the Sweet 16 coaches.
Yes. Yeah. Who is the trying to figure out who the worst Sweet 16 coach
was? Yes. T.J. Olsenberger and Ben McCollum, those guys, like, that's what we were told, like, oh, man, all these guys. And then you end up with Michael Malone. So when I had to think back, I said, like, because I had to remember, is he still in the NBA? Is he leaving the NBA job? No, he was fired. He didn't coach at all. I don't know. Maybe that shouldn't matter. I do think this. I think Jacob made a very good point. That they're not paying $10 million buyout somewhere. Now, does that mean you go get a $10 million roster today? You start just flinging money around today and spending millions and millions today? You know, it depends, and we'll reserve judgment later. But on April the 7th at 6:58 in the morning, that didn't like Brad Stevens or Billy Donovan or Dusty May or Tommy Lloyd to me.
Now, and one more quick point, kind of like what you were talking about yesterday about the internationals coming over. If he does have that international relationship, maybe that's something that we're not giving as much credit to because, I mean, these players, they're more experienced.
Well, to that point, there was some – he coached the Serbian national team in 2020, joined their coaching staff. Not he wasn't the head coach, but he joined their coaching staff to coach the Serbian national team there. So maybe he's got all these – ties there that that could help. So we'll see. Again, an interesting hire. I put it this way: if it was Tommy Lloyd, I'm not sure we'd spend two segments talking about it, and maybe a third. We'll see when we come back. Clemson baseball got a nice win. Eric Backus is going to join us the next hour. Masters, if you went yesterday, going today, going this week, let me know. National championship game last night. What'd you think of Michigan and Dusty May? Turn that thing around. Eight wins this. Before the year before he got there, the last 2 years, Sweet 16 and now National Championship. Braves lose on the West Coast. Clemson wins on the West Coast. We got a lot to do. We'd love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Will and Mickey with you. I'm out of the studio. Will's there running things and doing a great job. But we'd love to hear from you after a very short top of the hour break right after this.